Welcome to the Dr. Jazz Hour, an educational and entertaining exploration of over 100 years of America's musical art form, jazz. This program is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chihuahua, Washington.
The more I want to see,
in Western music, jazz being a part of that, I suppose, the terms major and minor can describe a musical composition, movement, section, scale, key, chord, or interval. For some strange reason, jazz musicians like to use these adjectives when giving titles to their works. Especially, they like to use the term minor, kind of a play on words, I think. So I'm going to title this program as Minor Jazz. There, the doctor has coined another new musical phrase. Wow. Let's get down to the music. This first set will begin with bassist Paul Chambers from his 1957 album, The Paul Chambers Quintet. The tune is Minor Rundown. Donald Byrd on trumpet, Clifford Jordan on tenor, and Tommy Flanagan on piano. Oh, and Elvin Jones on drums. Then you'll hear Minor Mishap from Tommy Flanagan's The Cats album of 1957. He's joined by John Coltrane on tenor, Idris Suleiman on trumpet, Kenny Burrell guitar, Doug Watkins bass, and Lewis Hayes on drums.
Thank you.
You've got the Doctor of Jazz going, and today we are playing what the doctor calls minor jazz. Next up is the only vocal on this program, Minor Indulgence, by singer-trumpet player Robert Moore, from his Cool Blue album of 1999. Apparently this term minor has been popular in titles for a long time. Here's Fats Waller and his buddies in 1929 playing the minor drag. Then Buddy Collette will play Minor Deviation on his clarinet with a quartet from his 1957 recording, Nice Day with Buddy Collette.
I felt pleasure so serious, I've been way past delirious. I've pampered the most remote request. But they're just minor indulgences, trifling dull instances, compared to more, it's your love that's best. Breakfast today, I sipped my cafe au lait. After I ate all a plate meant for three, I had a nice little lunch, a couple of hours after brunch, but ain't plenty of time for my afternoon cookies and tea. And then for dinner tonight, I'll have a gourmet delight, fantastic feast by a chef from Paris. And to top it all off, lest they call me a sloth, I'll have to dance and drink cocktails till three. But these minor indulgences, pleasures that please my senses, can't relate to the great stimulation of seeing you there. These minor indulgences, titillations that tease my tenseness, can't wait to the great way I feel when you tell me you care. I have powdered and puffed till I've had quite enough. I've had notions and potions galore. I drunk Chateau Lafitte while getting massage for my feet. I've been sated and still called for more. I've been on high-flying flights at libidinous heights. I've reveled in erogenous rush. I've seen sensual sights and have delved in delights to depths that make a sexologist blush. But these minor indulgences, pleasures that please my senses, can't relate to the great stimulation of seeing you there. These minor indulgences, just ingestions that dull my senses, they don't quit to the great way I feel when you tell me you care. Baby, I know it's cliche, but it's really true what they say about the best things in life being free. Like the light in your eyes, the way I think I won a prize, just to see you smiling at me. And honey, when we touch, you know it pleases me so much. It's like a heavy hedonism overdose. Ah, there's no treasure I could own, no pleasure ever known, to match the thrill that I feel when you're close. I've been to a Hollywood gala, box seats at the Scala, took a Lear to the coast just to see the sunset. I skied Aspen and Vale, been for a swim with the whale. I got a trainer to help me to sweat. Sailed on three-storied yachts after a night at the slots. I got threads by Versace and Brooks. I've been from Santa Lucia to Seoul, South Korea, to all-night sessions when jazz is what cooks. But these minor indulgences, just pleasures that please my senses, can't relate to the great stimulation of seeing you there. These minor indulgences, sensations to soothe my senses, they don't quit to the great way I feel when you tell me you care. Hey, baby, why don't we just stay in tonight? Maybe we can watch some old movie on TV. Or maybe Green Acres is on. Or maybe even the Addams Family. Well, hell, I don't care. We could watch Mr. Ed or Gilligan's Island. I don't care. I just want to see. Thank you.
This is the Dr. Jazz Hour. We will continue with this minor jazz theme with a minor catastrophe involving baritone sax man Pepper Adams and trombonist Jimmy Nepper from their The Pepper Nepper Quintet album of 1958, joined by Wynton Kelly on piano, Doug Watkins on double bass, and Elvin Jones on drums. After that, British vibraphonist Victor Feldman does the minor and the major with a quartet from his Victor Feldman in London recording of 1956.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Dr. Jazz Hour. We will continue with Minor Mania, which sums up this program quite accurately, by pianist Claude Hopkins and his swing band in 1935. Then trumpeter Art Farmer recorded Minor Vamp in 1959 on his Brass Shout, a big band album. And lastly, tenor man Hank Mobley plays Doug's Minor B-OK from his 1957 album Jazz Message No. 2, a quintet with Hank Jones on piano, Lee Morgan on trumpet, Doug Watkins on bass, and that's the third time Watkins has been mentioned on today's program while he was busy in the 50s, and Art Taylor on drums. Join us for another installment of the Dr. Jazz Hour, a program produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chewelah, Washington.